Proverbs 1, verse 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Usually, the most exciting part of any trip is coming home. To add to the excitement, I generally try to bring a present for the kids. It was a visible way of demonstrating the fact that I had been thinking of them while I was away. One time I brought a book of riddles for Randy, who was our youngest son. He was about 10 years old at the time. For the next 2 weeks, the lad entertained us at the dinner table with his new book. He would ask the question, wait with a big grin until we all gave up, then give the answer, and then laugh until his sides would ache. It was a lot of fun for all of us. He would ask, like, what is white and goes up? A dumb snowflake. Why is a baseball park so cool? Because there's a fan in every seat. If the red house is on the left and the blue house is on the right, where's the white house? In Washington, D.C. What always falls but never gets hurt? Raindrops. Now, there are some riddles in this life that are not so funny. There are some questions in this life that seem to have no answer. I was talking to a friend of mine some months ago who was having some family difficulties. There seemed to be no way out of the situation. Whatever they tried only seemed to make matters worse. He told me, when God finally resolves this situation, I'm going to write a book and call it, What's a Nice Family Like Yours Doing in a Mess Like This? Do you remember the story of the Gordian knot? It was an intricate, complicated knot tied by Gordius, king of Phrygia. It was so entangled that there was no way it could be untied. Finally, Alexander the Great cut it with his sword. Now that's what this verse is talking about. The book of Proverbs will help you gain the kind of wisdom to help see you through the Gordian knots of life. Solomon was famous for being able to find his way through hard questions. An interpreter for the complicated and difficult things of life is a valuable light in the dark. One of the values of the education received from this book is that it helps you sift out things that are worth thinking about. It helps distinguish between the essential and the trivial. This brings a security, not the security that comes from doing what others do, but the security based solidly on the truth of the Lord and your personal ideals gained from the ancient wisdom of God. There is so much today that clamors for our attention, effort, and time. This book provides you with wisdom that will help you knife your way through the complicated knots of life and give you a set of standards to judge the value of things.